One of the next most common questions I have is what to do when these patients relapse, for example, the follicular lymphoma patients, when they relapse, and is there a role for autologous stem cell transplantation for especially younger patients under the age of, say, 60 or 65? So I'm frequently sent patients to say, should we transplant them or not? And my general policy on this is that if you have an extremely short duration of remission after the best thing we can give you, such as R-CHOP, then I think the data clearly warrants that those patients should receive high-dose therapy and an autologous transplant at that point.
How short?
Well, less than a year, certainly. Because again, median time to progression is about 5 years if you look at the German study. And if it's really on the short end of that, then I think people should get transplanted. And I think that's Nebraska, also their policy. The only thing I differ is we use a high-dose radiolabeled antibodies as part of our preparative regimen. So under directions of Dr. Gopal and Press in Seattle, we're using the high-dose I-131 tocetumumab plus cytotoxin VP16 and auto stem cells.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit more about that? That's really an interesting regimen in terms of how the toxicity is.
It's a toxic regimen. I mean, it's just as tough as a regular transplant, and it's because it is still getting the high doses of the chemotherapy. What it substitutes is the radioimmunotherapy for total body radiation in that regimen, but it still can cause significant mucositis. The most kind of problematic part of the treatment is it requires around 10 days of isolation after the high-dose radiolabeled antibody before we can let you out of the essentially radioactive isolation room with lead-lined walls, where then you can go off to the regular wards and get the rest of the chemotherapy and the transplant. So it's a bit cumbersome to actually do it.
How do people respond to that personally?
Usually it's not much of an issue. It's part of the screening, you know, when we go through. And if we have someone who is not going to be able to tolerate doing some self-care and being able to be in a room, then they're not appropriate candidates.
What's the treatment mortality rate?
Oh, it's very low, in the 3% range or so. So this is generally safe. And for the high-dose radiolabeled antibodies, chemo is in that range for patients under the age of 60.
And what other criteria in addition to the time for progression?
If someone transforms from a follicular to an aggressive diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, which is kind of a common occurrence that kind of randomly occurs at a 3-6% per year. If they do that, then that's, in my book, kind of an automatic salvage chemotherapy with an aggressive regimen and a transplant.